Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Sade Speaks here on the PWE Radio Network. This is Sade Speaks. This is just a show that you need to give you the boost, give you the spark that you need to keep it moving in your work, in your business, and guess what? Even in your personal life. Today, as you all know, if you all have been listening for the past few weeks, of course, we're still in March, and March is Women's History Month. We've been talking about some of the things that will make you and keep you successful for the last few weeks. We even went over and looked at the lives of some amazing women. But today, we're going to look at something a little different, okay? Just as interesting, but a little different. We're going to talk about the things that every stylish businesswoman needs to know. And you may say, well, guess what? I'm not that stylish. Or you might say, hey, I'm stylish. I already know that. But I wanted to share with you some things that I believe you will benefit from to keep you stylish. And if you don't feel you're stylish, to get you there. Okay. Now, we all know that first impressions are crucial, right? We've all heard of the old saying that first impressions are the last impressions. This is true, right? Especially as a businesswoman, when you are trying to get that potential investor or client or vendor, right, on your side. And so when you walk into that all-important meeting, a sales meeting, a pitch meeting, the first thing that everyone sees before you can even open your mouth is the way you're dressed. It's the way you look, right? It's the outside that, I'm not going to say attracts them, but it certainly keeps their, it gets and keeps their attention, right? Sheila P. Coates, she's the head of Be Your Own Brand, which is BYOB, right? BYOB, we've all heard of that, but this stands for Be Your Own Brand. She says that entrepreneurs need to understand that they are the brand that they are trying to project, right? And said, you are your own brand. You know, we talk a lot about brand, right? Especially me, talk about brand a whole lot, but it's so important. She says that as the company founder, you have to ask yourself, what is your brand? What are the top three things that you want people to get within the first 30 seconds of meeting you? Now, clothing is one of the biggest things, right? Clothes are clearly an important part of our personal brand. And women seem to be willing to invest time in dressing for success, right? Now, according to a study by the market research company OnePoll Co., they say that women spend about 100 hours shopping for clothes each year. Now, for men, we know it's a little different. The process is much easier, right? And we have really famous examples of that, right? President Obama is one of those. He kind of wears the pieces that he knows will give him that authoritative look, but of course, also accentuate and make him look his best. But for women, we know that we have much more to do than just kind of pick out a suit, right? Same old blue suit. So I'm going to give you guys just things that I want you guys to write notes, okay? Those of you all have your pads or your tablets or whatever you're using. We're going to start from the top to the bottom. So I'm going to start with hair. This is a big one, hair. My best friend and I, Melanie, we would spend so much time deciding on how we would wear our hair. I mean, we would go back and forth, you know, exchanging pictures and all of that. And in fact, we still do to this day. I'll ask her, hey, Melanie, should I cut bangs? But really, our hair is one of the first things that people see. So I want you guys to think about some things. You know, what haircuts are good for your facial shape? Okay. Whether you're rocking straight hair, whether you're rocking natural, you're wearing it weaved or relaxed, doesn't matter. You know, there's lots of, I'm not going to say controversy, I would say dialogue. I like that word, dialogue. There's lots of dialogue about, especially in the African-American community, you know, how should we have our hair, right? Our hair seems to be the topic of debate. Not sure if you guys are familiar with the ongoing debate, well, not really debate, but the conflict, in fact, that the Juliana Rancic on Fashion Police made about the young lady Zendaya. I just forget her last name, but Zendaya, the young actress. And, you know, the young lady, she wore her hair and what I thought was really, were really beautiful locks along with her gown and what have you. But, you know, there's a lot of cultural incompetency that is out here in the mass media. And so especially for black women, our hair seems to be the topic of conversation, right? But no matter what type of hairstyle you wear, it really needs to fit your face, needs to flatter, and it needs to be, I think, scaled appropriately to your body size, shape, and height. So if you are thinking about weave, obviously you want to make sure that you are going to someone who is qualified and who is experienced in weaving hair. If you are wearing locks, you want to make sure that your locks are styled and that they are healthy. And, you know, you can do a lot of different things with natural hair and locks. You can color the hair if that's what you want to do. You can certainly get it cut and shaped right. You know, have you seen how you see some women who have natural hair? You're like, wow, her hair looks fantastic. I bet you 9 times out of 10 that hair is shaped properly and it is well taken care of. Now, it is a lot more maintenance. However, you know, you get out what you put into natural hair. So that's definitely something you want to consider if you're wearing natural hair. And there are lots of natural hair salons popping all over the place. In fact, retailers and manufacturers have responded to that, and there's so many great products on the market now at all price points. So very, very, very important to know. So if you're wearing, you know, relaxed hair, make sure that you are going to someone, or if you are venturing, dare I say, to relax your own hair, please be careful. But of course, to make sure that the hair is properly maintained at night, you know, that nighttime regime is everything. So whether you're wrapping it, you're rocking your bonnet, what have you, it's very, very important to make sure that you do as much as you can in the evening and really just hone in your routine, because in the morning time, you take that bonnet off and you are good to go. Very important, right? And if you're depending on the color, there's so many great things you can do with your hair. So I would definitely recommend seeing your stylist. And if you don't have one, what I'll do, I'll leave some links up on this show's broadcast as well as my Facebook page as well for just some helpful links that you guys can find great stylists in your area. Moving on to the second thing, and again, we're going from top to bottom. The second thing that every stylish businesswoman should know is the importance of skincare, right? Because, you know, I know so many women that say, well, I don't wear makeup. Okay, you know, I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but here's the thing. Skincare is everything, because even if you wear makeup, makeup looks much better on good skin. So things like making sure that you are properly cleansing the face. Notice I said cleansing and not washing, right? But cleansing the face and moisturizing the face. No matter if you have dry, combination oily skin, it's important to really find that proper skincare regime that'll make your look pop. Okay? And of course, you want to make sure that your brows are nicely shaped. So if you are doing them yourself, make sure you don't overpluck. One of my pet peeves, don't overpluck. If you're getting them threaded, that's fine. Go to someone that you trust. Look in magazines for people who have a similar facial shape as you and see how they're wearing their brows. You know, who is your celebrity muse, for instance? There are lots of great celebrity muses out there, right? Oprah, Michelle Obama, for some, you know, Kim Kardashian. There's really great style muses. I mean, let's be real. Great style muses that you can kind of glean and see, well, hey, let me see what they're doing to their brows. Take that picture to your local person of your choice. And, you know, maybe you can see how it might work for you. Not that you're copying, but just, again, being inspired and seeing how you can apply this particular look. I find that fuller, shapely brows work nicely. Do you all know or remember movies from the early 1940s and 50s? Some of the women had those very, very skinny eyebrows. Those women, believe it or not, were like 18, 19, 20 years old. But those very, very skinny brows made them look much older than they really were. So I just feel like keep them nice and full, shapely, a nice arch, but very soft, very feminine. Always works. And I cannot say enough about having a signature lipstick. I have my signature lipstick in my purse. I have one in the car. Now, of course, you got to be careful in the summertime with that in the car, but I have one in the car. I have one in my bag. I even have one in my tablet case. The reason is, if I'm running late for something, I can pop on that lipstick and I'm gone. And I have a look, okay? I mean, I'm talking about not even having pressed powder or anything in my bag. I mean, I do keep that in my bag. But even if I don't, having that signature lipstick makes all the difference in the world. In the summertime, pop that lipstick on, grab those sunshades, and I'm out the door. and I feel like I really look like myself. I feel like if I run into someone important that I need to really engage, that I'm prepared, and I'm still giving my best foot forward. Very, very important. All those different things. So that's your skincare, that's your signature lipstick, and of course your brows. Now, I mentioned shades a little bit. Oh my goodness, shades, sunshades, sunglasses makes the biggest difference in the world as well. I have a pair, once again, in my car and a pair in my purse because I never know when I just want to pop those on and just have that power look. I always tell my clients after their photo shoots, look, we're going to pick out the shot in this lineup that has the money look, right? We want to attract. We want to attract success. We want to attract, dare I say attract money? But yes, I will say that. We want to attract money, right? Don't we? We're in business for profit, right? We're not just in business so we can just click our thumbs together, right? No, we're not. So we want to make sure that we are prepared and that we're going to attract success, wealth, and abundance in our business, right? So the last category that I want to discuss today that every stylish businesswoman should know is the importance of the right piece of clothing. Clothes make the biggest difference. Now, I touched on it early on, right, when you walk into the room. But here are some of the pieces I feel really work nice for the busy businesswoman on the go. I mean, we know that we're running to yoga. We're running to business meetings. We're running to networking meetings, right? If we have children, we're running to pick them up or drop them off. But let me tell you, there are some pieces that will make the biggest difference. I mean, I tend to like clothing that has many different purposes, right? There are lots of great designers. I mean, Donna Karan being one of them. I love her pieces because why? They're easy and they can transition from morning, noon to evening, okay? But I feel like every woman needs to have a great pencil skirt. And they have pencil skirts in all types of materials, but I feel like on every body shape, they work nicely. So from pencil skirts to layers, I love layers. So having things like a great wrap top, a nice camisole, a pencil skirt, or even some trousers, some flat front trousers work really nicely. Solids, I think, for the base. And if you like patterns, that's great. I think maybe you can wear patterns on top. And depending on your body shape, I mean, there's so many different kind of combinations. And luckily now, unlike any time before, there are great blogs and websites and magazines that we can really turn to for inspiration. Fashion Bomb Daily being one of them. I love Harper's Bazaar. I just get lost in the pages looking at shapes and cuts of clothing that will inspire me. And depending on your budget, I mean, there's so many different designers that will kind of do the same trend. If it's a wrap top, I mean, you have classics like Diane von Furstenberg. You have other pieces of Calvin Klein that really work nicely and that are classic pieces that will never go out of style. And I think that every stylish businesswoman understands that they need to really invest in key pieces that are classic. Like I said, that'll never go out of style and that they feel comfortable and confident in. And then you can be trendy with your accessories, right? You can be trendy with your shoes, and I'll touch on shoes in a little bit, but you can be trendy with those kinds of accessories, but make sure that the bases of your outfits and your wardrobe are those classic pieces that I feel really work best with your body type. So depending on whether you're pear shape, your square, your hourglass shape, there are different types of clothing that you can wear. And don't get caught in the trap, well, you know, I'm not shaped like the woman on TV. That's okay. Who is? I mean, the women on TV aren't even shaped like they are. I mean, they're wearing all types of undergarments and what have you. And speaking of undergarments, it's important to also invest in a really, really good undergarment. Things like wearing the proper, properly fit bra and any of those types of shapers are really important. I know people are now doing the waist training. I definitely support that. You know, anything that you can do to fix the things you don't want to fix, by all means, do so. I think it was Maya Angelou that said, if you don't like it, fix it, right? Well, you know, that's one of the ways that we can fix that, isn't it? Speaking on trend. Once we have those classic pieces in line, we can then enjoy things like our shoes. Of course, being comfortable is important. However, we all know those power shoes, right, that you put on right before you get into the room. Hey, that's a great thing as well. But of course, if you're doing meetings all day long, you want to be comfortable. So you want to consider that as well. So trend is good, but comfort is also good as well. You have to find that perfect mix in between the two. So ladies, I hope that you all really got something out of today's show. I know I did, okay? As I was talking, I was writing notes as well. So again, until next time, be fabulous, be fierce in all you do. visit our webpage at facebook.com/professionalwomenentrepreneurs. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next Thursday.